Hi, friend. My name is Amy Joy, and this is the Make Prayer Beautiful podcast. Sometimes it is so fun to ask the Lord questions and see what he has to say. I was at a Heaven and Business conference, and one of the questions that we could ask was, Holy Spirit, when you dream of me, what do you see? Who do you say I am? And then very quickly, we moved on. And the next question was, Holy Spirit, what's a biblical reference that you are speaking over my life? And we had a couple of minutes to go ahead and kind of hover on this question. And I appreciate what Andy Mason says, that the Lord finds it easier to redirect an arrow in flight than one in the quiver. And so I started writing down verses that I know that the Lord speaks over me. So one of my favorites, Isaiah 50, verse 4, the sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know a word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. That's pretty much what it says. It might be a little bit off depending on translations, but, and then Psalm 45, 1 about the tongue, or my pen, not my tongue, is the pen of a ready writer. Deuteronomy 8, 18. The Lord has given me the ability to create wealth and so confirms his covenant. And then 1 Corinthians 4:10. And I was like, I don't know that one, at least not off the top of my head, not one that I would normally be praying. So I thought, oh, there is a real new gift for me here. I'm even getting goosebumps right now telling this story. And so I went and pulled it up and it says, we are fools for Christ. And when I read that, I went, oh, and I went, and I had tears come to my eyes immediately, just like they just did now, because earlier that morning, before anybody else had arrived, other than the team that was setting up, I was like, I have got to pray. I just have to pray. So I went out back. It was a kind of a pouring rain morning, but there was a little patio that was covered. And so I was out there walking. It was about 15 steps out and 15 steps back, back and forth, back and forth. And Bob was traveling, so he was not able to talk that morning at our normal time. And so I put in worship music, and I started off just praying in tongues, listening to worship music. And then periodically I would sing along. And, you know, it's really hard to sing in tune with AirPods in, I suspect. Maybe I'm sure there are people who can do it, but I don't think I have that gift. And so I'm singing along because that's what my spirit is crying out for. But in the natural, I'm sort of like, Lord God, if people could please just not be listening, that would be really nice. And then, you know, sometimes I have my hands up because one of the instructions the Lord gave me was stay in your posture of intercession. And my personal posture of intercession is walking with my arms up. And periodically you're like, please, Lord, if people didn't have to look out the window, that would be more comfortable. Or it would be nice if there were shades that I could just pull down and just be out here doing my thing. But there aren't shades for the windows. So anyway, and then at one point, Andy had arrived and he was setting up and it was kind of like right on the other side of the window. And it's like, Lord, I feel ridiculous. I'm singing off key. My arms are waving in these kind of funny patterns. I don't always understand why I'm doing it. If I'm not singing, then I'm praying in tongues. Sometimes I'm crying because there's just emotional purging from the weights of the yesterday and preparing for the today. And I felt ridiculous. I was like, Lord, this is not normal behavior. And so then, you know, it's an hour and a half later. And the Lord gives me 1 Corinthians 4:10. And I look it up. We are fools for Christ. Lord, I thank you that you saw me in that place of embarrassment, of awkwardness, of thinking this is not normal. And Lord, I know that it was a safe place. I know that anybody who would have glanced out the window, at least at that time, they were my friends. They understand intercession. They understand me. And none of them were discomfited by what was happening. But Lord, it still isn't normal behavior. And I recognize that. And I tried not to get offended sometimes just of my own self. Like, oh, it's just embarrassing sometimes. And so, Lord, I hand that to you. And I thank you that as I kept just sitting in that verse, it would come to mind repeatedly throughout the day. And it was like, we are fools for Christ. This is Paul writing. To be a fool for Christ is to be part of a long and noble tradition. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we could ask you, what's a scripture that you're speaking over my life? And you might give us a reference like you did for me that was unexpected and very kind. Or Lord, you might give a little snippet of a song that if we search those words online, it turns out that it's a scripture. Lord, you might give us a phrase from a friend or something as we're reading in the Bible. And we're like, oh, that verse just came alive. That's for me. And so, Lord, however you're speaking your word over us, thank you. Do it more, Lord. Do it more. We love you. Amen.